Hello, Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, how you doing? I got one of your voicemails. I'm just returning the call.
Hey, is this James from, I think you were talking yesterday for a few minutes real quick, but you had to leave.
No, this is someone else.
Oh, okay. Hey, Speed, how may I help you? Were you interested in some working capital or some equipment today?
I was just calling about the voicemail you left me.
Okay, well, what's the name of your business? Let me pull up your file real quick.
Sure. It is Avalanche Septic.
Oh, 1 second. Oh, okay, I got you right here. Yeah, so actually, you guys are pre-approved with us for $250K worth of some equipment financing and working capital. It was actually based off some work you did with Wells Fargo actually last year. Do you recall what that was for?
No, I don't.
Well, regardless, based on your credit history and your relationship you've built up with them, we actually pre-approved you for $250K worth of some equipment financing or working capital. What are you trying to do? More equipment, or you need some cash?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I was just going to say, because you have an approval with us for $250K worth of working capital or equipment financing, mm-hmm. And we have a couple different programs. What were you looking to try and do?
I need some equipment.
You need some equipment? All right. Well, the equipment financing, you know, we have a couple different programs, but it's like a traditional loan. Think of like a typical car loan. It's about 2 to 5 year terms with monthly payments and typical rates that start in the mid single digits. So what kind of equipment are we looking to get here?
I need a skid steer loader.
A skid steer loader. Are you replacing one or are you adding one here?
I'm adding.
You're adding? Oh, nice, you're growing. Perfect. And I'm new to the industry here. What's a skid steer loader used for?
Remove, it's like basically a tractor.
Oh, okay, nice. So sounds like a pretty expensive piece of equipment there. How much does that cost?
Yeah, it's around $100K.
Okay, that shouldn't be a problem. Do you have like a deadline coming up where you need this thing? I know you're just adding it on, so is there a specific time and date where you're going to have this second loader there?
Next month.
Next month? You got about an upcoming project or something?
Yep.
Oh, good. Well, have you been looking around for one? Do you have a quote or invoice?
I do not yet.
You do not, but you just know it's about $100K, ballpark.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. It's a little hard to quantify, James, but what's the expected return on investment or ROI for you?
I really don't know.
Well, okay, let me help you out here. Like, how long would this loader, take to pay off?
Hey, is this Paul? Jimmy? What's your name?
My name's Pete.
Pete. Is there a way you can just tell me what the rate is?
Yeah, I mean, the rates for equipment are pretty standard. Start in the, mid-single digits and go up from there. What's your credit look like?
My credit's good.
It's good?
Yeah, you say mid-single digits, say a number. Can I get a number?
I mean, I don't want to give you any unrealistic expectations because it is mostly based off of your credit, and you're just saying high and good. It's kind of vague, but I can also give you mid single digits around like 6-7, and going up from there. It's pretty standard though, depending on your credit. And the other thing is depending on what piece of equipment it is and what your returns are going to be on. James, it's really based on risk for us. So if there's a good return on your investment, the piece of machinery is pretty hefty and like worth a lot of money, then you're not gonna, and you've been in business for a long time, you're gonna get the best rate we can give you.
Right. Now, so what is the best rate?
The best rate, I mean, I've seen like 5%.
Okay.
I can't give you anything super solid here because when's the last time you ran your credit?
I check my credit almost every day.
Oh, I mean, good for you. It's not very typical, but and you know, what's you know, have you looked into financing for anywhere else? Where are you getting these numbers from?
What do you mean? Where am I getting the numbers from?
Well, do you have any expectations for rates? Have you like looked into financing with your bank or?
Yeah, that's what I usually get is really low interest rates. Last time I used my bank, I got a really good rate.
Really? Why aren't you going back with them there?
Did that work out well? You left me a voicemail, so
you happened
to catch me at the right time.
Good. Yeah, I'm lucky. So when you use your bank, do you, you know, use your line of credit with them, or do you have them finance it for you?
What? I don't have a line of credit with my bank.
You don't?
No.
Oh, no. That's just asking. Well,
you were asking or you were telling me? It sounded like
I was asking if you just got it financed or used your line of credit, but...
Yeah, I don't believe in credit. Yeah, I don't want credit. I financed it through them. They financed the loan.
Okay.
And the piece of equipment I had.
All right. And, you know, what's going to happen if you don't get this piece here? Are you going to have to delay the project? Are you going to have to subcontract some of it out? What's going to happen?
If I don't get it, I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out?
Yep.
Just going to use one machine there, or are you going to, you know, just do half the work?
No, I'll get it financed somehow, some way.
Okay. Well, you know... I think we can help you out here. It sounds like... How long have you been in business for there?
What do you mean, how long have I been in business?
How old's your company there? How long have you been in business?
Okay, well, my company has been structured for about maybe 5 years, but I've been in business for about 25.
Oh, okay. Well, this is going to be based off of the business, because it's a business loan, so it will be about... We're going to take the 5 years, but... Yeah, I mean, it sounds like we can really help you out here. I'm just going to need a couple of documents to see exactly what you're going to qualify for. I'm just going to need the one-page app, 6 months of bank statements just to be safe. And, you know, I only need 4, but, you know, 6 is better. And your last tax return, and I know a lot of people haven't gotten 14 back yet, so I mean 15 back yet, excuse me, so you could just shoot 14 over if you can.
Yeah, I don't have either one of those.
You don't?
Yeah.
You have an accountant that's going to get them to you, or how can you don't have a, you know, your tax return?
No, I had some issues.
You had some issues. I mean, it's really the only way we can get this to go through here, James, is, you know, we just need to have that credibility. Like, you can tell me if, you know, your business has been around for 5 years and you have good credit. I need to do my due diligence there on that end.
Well, I guess you can't help me then.
No, is there any way you can, you can't get those tax statements to me? Like, I don't understand what happened there.
Yeah, I told you I had some issues.
What kind of issues?
Oh, good question. I had some tax return issues, and I got a lien, so I'm trying to take care of that. It's in 2013, and I've been filing extensions for 14 and 15.
Oh, okay. So is that
going to be an issue?
No, it can't really. I mean, it shouldn't be that big of an issue. I might have to check with underwriting. You know, that's not my department. Is that why you can't get really anything done with your bank there?
It could have something to do with it. Like I said, I haven't tried to go to the bank.
You're
the first person I called.
You're right. But you said even if you don't get this piece with us, you're still going to have to go finance it somewhere else. How are you going to do that if you don't have tax documents?
I'm sure there's somewhere out there that I can get financed without a tax return.
I mean, we could do it, but it's just going to be, you're going to fall into one of the programs here that probably is just going to be a little tougher on you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have programs for everybody, but if you don't have your tax return, I'm sure we can still do something for you. But, you know, that low best rate ever thing, you know, and you have your good credit, you know, I can tell you now it's you're not going to be qualified for one of our better programs. There's no way you could get your hands on something to When was the extension too?
I don't know. My accountant handles all that.
All right. Well, I'm going to send over the application to you, James, and if you could just get that back to me with the bank statements and the application, and I'll go check with the underwriter, see if what we can do here when we're missing the tax docs for you. It's definitely a situation I haven't come across yet here. What's a good email I can send that over to?
AvalancheSeptic@gmail.com.
All right, perfect. And I'll send those over about 10 minutes, and can I follow up with you on Monday when you get a chance to get all that back to me if I don't hear from back from that end?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you out with here, James? You were looking to maybe do some working capital instead, you know? Can always get you some cash, too, for the business.
No, I'm good.
You're good. All right, man, I'm going to shoot over those docs to you, and if you can just get back to me, I'll follow up with you on Monday. Sound good?
Yeah, sure.
All right.